New York is going to be paying $155 per megawatt hour. So how does that compare? Well, it's about five times the current rate. Right now, they're paying $36 per megawatt hour. They'll be paying $155 per megawatt hour. What's changed? Oh, well, we're going with the green energy sources. This is another part of the MacGuffin. We're going to ban internal combustion engine cars. And you're going to buy the electric cars from us that are going to be way more expensive. We're going to ban the meat and dairy, and you're going to eat bugs, and you're going to pay as much for the bugs or more than you paid for meat and dairy in the past. And we're going to ban fuel. And you're going to be paying way more, five times more for wind and for solar. Because isn't that poetic? You know, because we're told that we have global warming because of cow farts. Now they go to wind power. Somehow they should be able to close the loop on that, you know, and like recycle the cow farts into wind power. Two large wind farms around New York, one of them called Empire Wind. Isn't that convenient? Because they're building a financial empire. This is a massive transfer of wealth from us to a few people, just as the so-called pandemic was globally. It's all about a massive transfer of wealth. And that's, you know, what the climate MacGuffin is about. It's what the pandemic MacGuffin is about. It's about a wealth transfer. So Empire Wind and Sunrise Wind, it's off the coast of Long Island. The projects are expected to begin in 2026 and 2027. Forget about your view anymore. I just hope that they're far enough away that the pressure variations aren't going to cause any ill effects for you. The power will be delivered to Brooklyn and to Long Island. The state will pay between $146 and $155 per megawatt hour, at least four times the average grid cost over the last year. States agree to pay wind power operators based on the project's break-even cost. You see, they're guaranteed, just like the pharmaceutical companies. They're guaranteed. Right? We're going to hold you harmless for any harm that you do. And we're going to make sure that you make a profit. And they're going to do the same thing with their partners in this as well. Such corrupt fascism and fraud, isn't it? The offshore wind business off the East Coast is in turmoil, however. Operators have canceled projects from Massachusetts to Maryland that were due to be constructed in the next 4 years. Some of them have been delayed, while others have renegotiated their contracts at prices that are 30 to 50% higher than originally promised. Every offshore wind farm expects to take advantage of investment or production tax credits under the Inflation Reduction Act. Yeah, how do you reduce inflation when you're printing money and spending money that you don't have? Yeah, Biden and Harris. And so this is massive subsidies that they put into the Inflation Reduction Act. Because, again, they don't believe that deficits matter. That's the whole thesis of modern monetary theory. We just spend all the money that we want. And then if inflation takes off, we raise taxes on our enemies. You know, we give money to our friends. And then if inflation starts, then we raise taxes on our enemies. That's it in a nutshell. So the deal, thanks to Biden and the Democrats in New York State, we'll pay $155 to $146 per megawatt hour from these two companies. And the owner-operators of these two farms, Equinor for Empire and Ørsted for Sunrise, are two of the top five global wind farm investors and operators. Equinor is Norway's state oil company, while Ørsted previously was Denmark's oil company. Notice this. It's the oil companies getting into the so-called renewables and the foreign oil companies. I mean, we're not even going to give that money to Exxon or Mobil, right? Because that would be too obvious. So let's give it to the oil companies of Norway and Denmark, and nobody will know what's going on. So, I remember when we were in the transition period for Trump, and it was rumored that he was going to put Rex Tillerson, formerly of Exxon, CEO, in. And I said, this guy is one of the biggest green grifters out there. And I was just attacked all over social media. The so-called renewable energy, with a break-even cost of $101 per megawatt hours, thanks to the subsidies, Equinor will make $54 per megawatt hour, and Ørsted will make only $45 per megawatt hour on something whose total cost should be $36 per megawatt hour. Think about that. Their profit is, about 150 Equinor, you know, 36, 54, I don't know, what is it? 150% of what the entire cost should be. And that's their profit. I mean, that's not what they're selling it for. That's their profit. Their profit is 1.5 times what the entire cost has been now. You want to talk about how we're being ripped off by this stuff? Isn't that amazing? I think it is amazing. They're going to charge you 1.5 times. Their profit is going to be 1.5 times what your total cost is now. And a lot of that is coming from taxpayers. Each of these foreign corporations, these foreign oil companies, you know, the green people, aren't they supposed to hate oil companies? Aren't they supposed to recoil on that? These foreign oil companies will each get a total subsidy of more than $3 billion each, stolen from U.S. taxpayers by the Biden administration and given to these foreign oil companies to produce wind power. And that's just for starters. We know that it's going to be far more expensive than that.
Let me tell you, the David Knight Show, you can listen to with your ears. You can even watch it by using your eyes. In fact, if you can hear me, that means you're listening to the David Knight Show right now. Yeah. Good job. And you want to know something else? You can find all the links to everywhere to watch or listen to the show at thedavidknightshow.com. That's a website.